Greetings, I'm Bill Klatke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Today we have a special guest, Irene Augustin, who is Director of the Mayor's Office of Homeless Services. And Ms. Augustin is here today to talk to us about the various things that the city is doing to try to help those folks that are homeless, and perhaps some ways that we can help. So, Ms. Augustin, or may I call you Irene? Welcome to the show.
Yes, you may call me Irene. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you. I know you're very, very busy and doing all kinds of different things and new things, so I'm glad you can do the show. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you please tell us a little bit about the Mayor's Office of Homeless Services?
Sure. The Mayor's Office of Homeless Services, basically, we administer and monitor homeless service grants and programs that include street outreach, emergency shelter, transitional housing, rapid rehousing, permanent supportive housing, meal programming, and specific programming for people with HIV/AIDS. But anything that has to do with people experiencing homelessness and any kind of connection to housing is really what the Mayor's Office of Homeless Services does. And so we do a combination of both direct practice work, and you'll see a lot of that in terms of emergency shelter and outreach, to also administering funds that we get from both the state and the federal government to provide to nonprofit providers to carry out the work that's needed to help people experiencing homelessness.
Great. Thank you. How can someone find out more information about the office?
Sure. They can go to our website at homeless.baltimorecity.gov. It has basically anything you need to know about the Mayor's Office of Homeless Services on there, as well as resources and links to our partner agencies, to the Continuum of Care. Anyone that works with us on ending homelessness, we put all our information there.
Yeah, it's a good website. It's a good website. As director, your job is to make sure everything works, right?
Yes, it's to work with my team members. I have a department of over 60 employees doing a variety of work, whether it's direct practice work, doing outreach, helping to coordinate access to shelter, to program compliance and administering our grants. There are a lot of things that we do to help people experiencing homelessness, and our office is always very busy.
Yes, I can imagine. I can imagine. How has COVID affected the way you work?
Just like everyone else, it's affected how we're able to do things. For a lot of us personally, it's making sure that we're safe and healthy in terms of doing our work. But I know that it's been very heavy on everyone's mind, especially for people that do not have a home. And it's very hard to do all the things that keep us safe from COVID-19, being able to safely social distance, to isolate. That's very difficult to do when you don't have a home. The work that the Mayor's Office of Homeless Services and my staff and our contracted providers, we've been there since the beginning to make sure that people experiencing homelessness are able to be safe during the public health crisis. In March of 2020, at the start of the crisis, the city of Baltimore really rose to the occasion and quickly set up five hotels, which decompressed our emergency shelter system, meaning that a lot of our sites were congregate and we were able to move them into hotels so that people experiencing homelessness could safely social distance. And so we're in the process of demobilizing the hotels. Fortunately, the COVID rates are decreasing, and we certainly, I think, as a system and as a society, have learned a lot from that. But I think the impacts that COVID-19 has is that we have to do things differently. And so these are the things that we're looking at when we look at the homelessness response system in a post-pandemic environment. What are those changes we have to make sure that it's the safest?
Yeah, I know that, thank you. I know that the homeless population has greatly expanded because of various problems, businesses closing, things happening. Could you give us some kind of idea about what level of homelessness we're at now? I know it must be very high.
Yeah, and so we'll find out a lot more when we're able to complete our point in time count, which will happen very soon. We do it every year, and it's basically a snapshot of, to what extent are people in our shelters or unsheltered on the street, to give us some sort of clue as to, are our numbers increasing or decreasing. So we'll certainly find out more. I know nationally those numbers are increasing, and this is largely due to the economics. COVID-19 has impacted how we do work. I know with people being laid off for extended periods of time and, the impact that has, we've seen a lot of people lose their housing. And so, that naturally we should see an increase from there. However, fortunately, this is an opportunity. The federal government is recognizing that this does have an impact on citizens, have committed really unprecedented injection of federal support, which will help people hopefully to stay in housing or to quickly recover and support them into if they've lost their home, to be able to be rehoused and move into housing.
Yeah, that's good for them. Good for them. Good for the Congress, and good especially for President Biden and the mayor for jumping to the occasion, because Baltimore and the feds have been working together, I think. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree that and I would say that the last 2 years have been very difficult, but recognizing the fact that having permanent stable housing, one, mitigates the spread of COVID-19. It also helps with well-being, but overall is healthier for the citizens of the United States, for the citizens here in Baltimore, and will help to support our community to thrive and grow. And so in terms of being able to access affordable housing, these are the things that were brought to light due to the pandemic, and it has so many more benefits to it that, it makes sense, and we need to support that, and we need to support our citizens in that way.
Right. And that especially underlines, as you said, the post-pandemic work and the Office of Homeless Services ongoing plans for addressing things long term, right?
Yes, and I think what it shows to our community, and unfortunately, and I think you're well aware of this in the work that you do, housing and having affordable housing really hasn't risen to the level of visibility within our community in terms of priority. But what the public health crisis has done, and the federal government also, and I would say state and local government recognizes this too, is that access to safe, affordable housing really is the foundation to having a growing and thriving community, and is really needed to ensure that all residents really are thriving and healthy and safe. And so, you know, what we're learning, not only through the public health crisis, but even looking at other issues when it comes to economics, education, to crime, you know, housing and access to housing is one of those root causes.
Yeah.
And so we need to be able to direct the right resources to ensure that we have safe, affordable housing for all who live in Baltimore and in the United States.
Yeah, yeah. And that's where the continuum of care and the journey home fit in.
Yes. So the continuum of care is a consortium of, I would say, community stakeholders. It really is tied to our HUD funding, but I would say the impact that the continuum of care and the continuum of care in Baltimore is called the Journey Home. Basically, they're the ones that oversee our homelessness response system. They also get funding from HUD to be able to do the work that they do. And I would say the funding that we get from HUD is about $24 million, and a large amount of that goes to housing individuals, whether it's through medium-term or long-term subsidies. The work that they do is to help people get into housing and stay in housing. And so in order for us to end homelessness, it's not just the government's job or a nonprofit's job. It's our community coming together as a whole to address this issue. And so the continuum of care is made up of various sectors within our community that I would say are representative of it, all focused towards ending homelessness and preventing people from being becoming homeless as well, because that's all part of it.
That's true. That's very true. That's very true. Let's give we're running out of time. How can our listeners help?
Sure. So there's a variety of ways to help. I would say a great way to help is to become a part of the continuum of care. There is no shortage of work, and we look to volunteers. We look to people really coming together to understand the issue of homelessness in our community and the focus towards addressing it and ending homelessness. And so we would love for anyone that's interested to be a part of the continuum of care. We also ask that they donate to our member agencies. Many of the agencies involved in the continuum of care are nonprofit organizations that require in-kind donations or financial donations to continue with their mission, and so supporting them that way, either through donations or volunteerism, are other ways to help in this. And then it's just to raise awareness about how important having safe and affordable housing is in our community, to be advocates for us, and to ensure that we have the resources to be able to continue to do this work within our community.
Right. How can someone find out about the organizations that work with you and how to contact them?
Sure. We have on our website, which I mentioned earlier, and we also link to the Journey Home, which has a page and ways that they can help. And I would say that's a great way to start, is to go to the Journey Home website to be able to see, you know, how they can help the Journey Home or help one of the agencies that are members of the continuum of care.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much. That's a very good information for people to actually do if you care, and everyone should care about this problem. Unfortunately, though, that's all the time we have. Irene, could you give us that contact information one more time, please, including the shelter number, please?
Sure. So our website is homeless.baltimorecity.gov. And if someone is in need of shelter, they can call the Baltimore City Shelter Hotline at 443-984-9540.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Thank you. And unfortunately, though, for Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Irene Augustin, who is Director of the Mayor's Office of Homeless Services, for being our guest today. Thank you, Irene.
Thank you.
Keep up your good work for all of us. And for Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.